So next talk, I have the pleasure to introduce Ramon, who will be talking about closing the loop and self-learning compilers. I've read today that there is NVIDIA published AI generator to generate models, which is six times slower than the one written by people. So let's see if we can do a much better work with self-learning compilers for AI.
Let's see. Okay, hi. Okay. So my name is Ramon Wirsch. I represent Daisy Tuner, where I work as a compiler engineer, and I'll be presenting Closing the Loop, a self-learning compiler for AI accelerators. Okay. So I think it's pretty safe to say we live in the age of hardware accelerators. Barely a month goes by where there's not news about a new accelerator or even a new architecture. So what does that mean for the user? First, we have to choose what kind of accelerator would we want to target if we determine that we need acceleration. And then there's always the balance between portability and specialization. You can remain agnostic to the actual hardware accelerator, easily swap them out if you remain on the right side, but you'll probably sacrifice a lot of performance. And you can gain the best performance on the left side, but probably looking at vendor lock-in or API lock-in. So let's look at like an example stack. A user that comes with a portable system that hasn't used an accelerator before probably prove that it works on complex problems. And we still can here see that the balance between generality and specialization, if you want the best performance, you would write directly for the instruction set architecture of the accelerator. But the heart of this problem is the mapping. Here we can get all the performance or lose all the performance, but I'll get back to that later. First off, let's look at what we want to do. We want to build a toolbox that allows for optimized mapping between all sorts of different accelerators from basically any kind of input language or format. So let's look how we do with that. First off, the representation on which we think, so you get a better idea on which level we're tackling that mapping. So we call our representation structured data, stateful data flow multigraphs. Let's start out with a simple data flow graph. We have access nodes, which represent variables in this case. We have tasklets, which is the basic math operation. And we have the edges, which we call memlets. This would be a load. Here would be a store operation. We can make this more complex. We can add dependent data flow underneath.